Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Restore Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. Australia Radio Show with your host, Mike Holt. Good morning, good afternoon, hello world. This is Mike Holt, how are you? Well, things keep getting worse for those that we oppose. Facebook has once more closed down my account, my new account. So that's two accounts I've been locked out of in 2 weeks. Pretty good going, Facebook. You really don't like hearing the truth, do you? But then, of course, your Islamic masters hate the truth because they know that we know how crazy they are, how stupid they are. Islam is a mental disease, and it's time to put a stop to it. Anyway, I persist, and eventually I will be vindicated. There are a lot of people around Australia and the world who know what Islam is all about. A murderous ideology dedicated to their 7th century idiotic ideology. We in Australia will never submit. Let's take a quick break now and listen to Singapore by Tom Waits. I often get asked why I keep talking about citizens-initiated referendums, or as we call it in the business, CIR. Lots of people don't really understand how it could benefit everybody, so I'd like to discuss this a little bit today. First of all, we need to understand how our government system works. We have a federal parliament and state governments, so we have a two-tier political system. Local councils are not a tier of government. They are private corporations managed by CEOs with a registered business name and number. So don't be fooled. But who sets the laws that govern how our government governs, so to say? Well, our constitution is the highest law of the land. It overrides any state laws. Therefore, it is imperative that we, the people, have the right to decide which constitutional laws we wish to enact to guide the ship of state, our government. Now, constitutional amendments set the groundwork for the way our government works. Now, we have this 1901 constitution. Since then, the people have voted in 44 referendums. Only 8 have passed. Why is that? Unfortunately, our founding fathers gave the right to initiate a referendum only to the politicians. And they are just not doing their job, are they? Now, constitutional CIR does not mean giving the people the right to vote on government legislation before Parliament. That should and must be decided by Parliament alone. We vote politicians in to enact laws that will protect us. Well, they're supposed to. As we are seeing these days, that's not true. Many laws now are meant to subjugate us, to control us. And this is wrong. But the type of citizens-initiated referendums that Restore Australia proposes is a vote by the people to amend the Constitution only. Now, the results of a CIR are binding on a government if the vote is yes. In other words, the government must enact the laws under that section of the Constitution, cannot go against them. If the vote is no, then the government must abandon any attempt to implement the proposed change. Now, we saw this recently in the last 50 years. We've had two referendums asking if we, the people, would like to give power to local councils to become a third tier of government. And we have voted twice to say no. Yet what do we see today? Local councils are acting like they are a third tier of government, even though we say no. So there is something obviously very wrong with our government system. Now, you may ask, why don't we have CIR now? Citizens-initiated referendums sound like a darn good idea. The politicians are not doing their jobs. They're not accountable to we the people, so now it's time perhaps for we the people to have the power to make them accountable to us. Well, the writers of the Australian Constitution included Section 128 that allows only the Australian people to change the Constitution by voting in a referendum. Unfortunately, they only gave the power to the politicians to start a referendum, as I mentioned before. Now, this has proved to be a real stumbling block that has denied us, the people, the right to a true democracy. So by bringing in CIR, we would actually achieve a real democracy of the people, where we, the people, have a say in how we are governed. But how does CIR work? Well, there are two ways we can initiate a referendum if we bring in CIR. One, a sitting politician can start a referendum by submitting a bill to Parliament. Now, there's quite a process involved in this. It's not just simply a matter of somebody writing a bill. They have to consult with various legal bodies. They have to consult with the people, and then they can submit a bill. I'll be talking later on about the Swiss system and how that works. Now, the second way that we can initiate a referendum, if we amended Section 128 of our current constitution, would be for any voter to write a bill to submit to Parliament. Of course, right now, we can't do that. Now, if we did have CIR, the submitter must also accompany the bill with the signatures of at least 1% of the Australian voters. Now, at today's population figure of almost 24 million Australians, a submitter would need the signatures of at least 240,000 people. That's quite a lot of people. Probably, the size of a large town. Perhaps Townsville. You'd have to get the signatures of almost everybody in Townsville to achieve that number. So it's not an easy task. Of course, well-established groups could get the required number, but individuals would have a difficult time unless the amendment they propose resonates strongly with the general public. This would mean that any proposed amendment would have to have strong support from a large section of the populace. Now, people have asked if this wouldn't open the doors for special interest groups to bring about change that could damage our democracy. Well, there's always that danger. Our democracy is in grave danger today, even though we don't have CIR. The political parties have destroyed our democracy. But the question also assumes that a majority of Australians would agree to a change that would be bad for them. We believe the Australian people would never do that. After all, if we came along and said that we think Australia should change from Westminster law to the Western style of government to Sharia law, how many of you would vote for that? Let's have another song I'd like to play now. How about we listen to Son of a Preacher Man with Janis Joplin? Now, before the break, I was just talking about CIR, Citizens Initiated Referendums. If you've come in a bit late, please go back and listen to the show later on our website, restoreaustralia.org.au. I put the no, sorry, I put the archives up on our other website, islamforinfidels.com, under media, radio archives. Islamforinfidels.com is spelled Islam, Islam, with a number 4, Infidels.com. On the main menu, you'll see media, and then underneath the drop-down menu, you'll see radio archives. You can catch our shows all the time there. Now, getting back to CIR, a lot of people ask, won't CIR elections be expensive? After all, we have to go through the whole rigmarole of setting up an election and passing out pencils and papers. It is. It is very expensive to set up a referendum today. But that is because we are still using 19th century technology. I mean, the pencil? Really? And paper? To vote at polling booths? What a waste of time, effort and money. We say it's time to modernise and bring in electronic voting, coupled with very strong security. Now, if we required 3 identity verifications, we could avoid hacking. It would work like this. On logging in, the voter would be required to furnish 1. A password that they have personally set and that can be changed any time with an identity verification check sent by email, much as we do in changing passwords on any website today. Number 2. Their driver's license number. This is assigned to them when they get their license and it does not change. And it's assigned to only one person. And 3, a voting registration number, which we also receive when we register to vote for the first time. And this voting number also remains ours for life. Now, the system could be built to detect any duplicate attempts to log in. If that happened, the voter would be notified to report to the nearest Electoral Commission office to personally verify their identity. And of course, the Electoral Office that would then conduct an investigation to try and find out how somebody else was trying to hack into the account. So using this system, we could easily set up electronic voting, and we could have as many as 4 referendums a year, just as the Swiss do. Now, in over 100 years of citizens-initiated referendums, after voting on 300 issues, the Swiss have approved approximately 50% of the issues placed before them. They have 4 referendums a year, with as many issues in each one as they wish to vote on. So this month they could have a referendum on 4 topics. In 3 months' time, there may only be 1 topic. And of course, if there is nothing that needs voting on, there may not be a referendum at all. For instance, in Switzerland in 1977, the people rejected a value-added tax. In 1986, they rejected a proposal to join the United Nations. In 1984, the people rejected the government's proposal to reduce the working week from 42 hours to 38 hours. Switzerland today is one of the most prosperous and peaceful places on earth. You can read more about this on our website, restoreaustralia.org.au, and on the right-hand column you'll see recent posts, what is CIR? If you can't find it on our website, there is a search bar at the top. Just enter what is CIR in the search bar and click on the little magnifying glass and that'll find it for you. I hope this has helped you to understand what CIR is. There are many benefits to this, and I think it's probably a good idea to talk about this in our next radio show. Thank you all for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next week. This is the Restore Australia radio show with your host, Mike Holt, signing off. Until next time. And here's a message to Islam. You can try to deny us our freedoms and our rights. You can try to impose your idiotic ideology on us. But you never will, because we believe in freedom, and we will fight you to your death.